There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now. Welcome to the show. I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm The Psychic.
Hey, and I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm Dr. Pat. And here we are with The Psychic and the Doc, and we've got a great show for all of you today. What we're talking about is talking about where we are and talking about without shying away from the fact that we are in times which we probably couldn't predict we'd be in. And what is it that's available to us to guide us, to move us in directions, to help us, to relieve stress? What is it that could literally pinpoint to us how to move forward, when to move forward, and what to do? And Mark, you're going to bring some interesting people to the conversation, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We're going to be reaching out to the other side. And so when people call in, I'll be connecting them with loved ones in spirit. And your collective. And when I say collective, what I mean is that spirits are like drops of water. And so when we die, our soul, our spirit leaves our body, leaves our brain, plunges into the eternal sea of consciousness. Now we remain individuals, but we're interconnected with this collective. And the reason that I'm bringing all this up is that when you connect with spirits of your loved ones, you're connecting with the collective consciousness. And you know, Dr. Pat, you brought up an interesting point just now. We said how we're living through unsettling times and changing times.
Yeah.
And the beauty of this show is that it has a linear continuity to it, because when we did the show for the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, the astrologer that we had on, Kevin Casey from Body, Mind, and Soul in Houston, he said that this was the sign of great change, and that basically the world, the life that we know, is being deconstructed and then reconstructed on a new paradigm. And then our New Year's Eve show, we had Nancy Evans Bush, the world's foremost expert on what's known as the hellish NDE, the distressing NDE. And what she was telling our audience is that a distressing experience, which includes a distressing spiritual experience, can actually open doors to a new phase of our life. And what we are seeing now are things that both Nancy and Kevin were discussing. And so that's what this show tonight is about on The Psychic and the Doc, is how to get through these unsettling times and with help from the other side and Dr. Pat too.
Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about this, because I want to talk about how we're describing these times. I want to just take a moment, because unless you are totally unplugged from the news and the television or whatever it is you're plugged into, some of us can't even do that without having a pop-up, like on our computer or on our phone. I really have to give my phone to Jessica and just say, you gotta stop these pop-up things. We can't help but being attached to an energy of real life things that are happening in the world. Yeah. And if you take the past 10 days, I'd say, or maybe the past, I don't know, let's 8 days, how 10 days, 10 is a number for me that I like to look at. And if you take a look at those past days, you'll have a sense of what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. And it, I'm not talking about whether you are on one side of a party or the other, because there is no distinction. When people feel what they feel, they feel what they feel. Now, I'm not talking about behavior. I am talking about feelings, because underneath all of this, there is something in the world that we talk about. We talk about what happens. But inside, we all have a sense of our lives, where we are, what'll move us forward, and what'll get us stuck. This show today is to help uncover some of the things that may not be obvious to you. Right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you're not tuned into the news, like Dr. Pat said, the frenetic energy of these turbulent and changing times are permeating our energetic field, and you're going to pick up on it. I was doing a reading the other day for somebody, and she kept telling me that whenever she went in public, she started getting so nervous and upset. And what it was, she was 16 years old, and she was doing the reading with her mother over the phone, because For minors, I have to make sure that their parent or legal guardian are accompanying them in the reading. And what became very apparent is that she's an empath. And an empath is sort of like a psychic sponge. And empaths pick up on feelings and emotions of other people. And until you can understand what that is, you can think that you're having a nervous breakdown or a panic attack. Well, everyone may not be an empath, but everybody is empathic to some extent. And right now, there's so much turmoil in the world. We have the pandemic. We have millions of people out of work. We have international strife. We have domestic strife. We have a new administration coming in. We have a lot of people happy about that, a lot of people unhappy about that, and everybody is on edge. And so what Dr. Pat and I want to do is to reassure you that human beings are built to handle adversity. And even though you feel like you're in a canoe and you're going through rapids, that you're going to get through them. Maybe a few bangs and bruises along the way, but you're going to get through it.
And I think that, you know, we are compounded by something that in our lifetime has been complicated. You know, people point to and talk about the famous Einstein quote, you know, the one where he says, and everybody on the planet paraphrases him, you know, to the point where we don't know if he really said it or not, you know, talks about the idea of problem solving and talks about what did Einstein mean. And today, you know, one of the things I'm going to share is, you know, perhaps three different takeaways from Einstein's quote about lessons from Albert Einstein on problem solving. And, you know, he talks about, well, you can't solve them at the level they've been created. I mean, that's the short, you know, paraphrase version. But what does he say we do use to create them? And how does that apply to our everyday lives? Mark, we've got a lot of people waiting to chat and talk. And what do you say we... Why don't we hear what one of our fabulous audience has to say? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Let's open up the phone lines.
All right. Let's get Doris from Chicago. Can we do that, Jess?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Doris from Chicago, you are on with Mark Anthony and Dr. Pat.
Hey, Doris.
Hi. Hi, Pat. Hi, Doctor. Listening, Pat, when you said about the last 10 days and emotions being brought up and in so many different ways, it has brought up tremendous, tremendous feelings inside of me with family members. And I would like to ask Dr. Anthony if he could see anything, Mark, regarding my family, my lost family, of how especially the last 10 days have really brought up
Well, Doris, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up my brain to higher frequencies and ask spirits associated with you to come through. And even though you have specific questions, they may bring up something else, but we always have to defer to the wisdom of the other side, because they know what you need to hear, and they very well may address that question. So let me see. I'm picking up on a male energy. connected with you. Now, when I say that he's on the level above you, that would mean the generation before us. Like he could be on the parent, uncle level, or it could be a friend that was older. And what I'm getting with him is prior to passing, I'm feeling this burning sensation in my lungs, and I'm getting a lot of coughing. And this feels like an emphysema, COPD, different medical conditions have a similar physical sensation, but I'm getting a lot of lung involvement with him. And I'm also getting a lot of discomfort in my gut, just below the solar plexus area, a lot of pain in the stomach. And it feels like he may have had ulcerative colitis, or he may have had some type of ulcer condition, because I'm hearing the term ulcer, ulcerative. I'm getting a lot of abdominal issues and pain with him prior to passing. And I'll tell you one thing, though, right up to the very end, Doris, this guy was sharp as a tack. He knew what was going on. And even though I feel that he was medicated, sedated for the pain to some extent, I get the sense that he didn't want the full dosage of pain medication because he wanted to maintain his clarity. All right, I'm going to hold position here because he's giving me more stuff. Does anything, does this make sense to you?
Yes.
I'm sorry, was that a
yes?
Yes. Oh, okay, sorry. All right, let's see what he wants you to know. All right, he's pulling me right to, I'm smiling because I'm smelling and tasting candy corn. Okay, and the only time you ever see candy corn, I guess, is right around Halloween. So what this indicates to me is this spirit is bringing up a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event which might be connected with him or to you or someone close to you, which would be what I'm getting from him, your family, between October 20th and November 10th, birth, death, anniversary, or event, because I call that the Halloween time frame. So that could be something about Halloween or that particular time frame. Does that resonate with you?
Not sure.
Oh, yes, it does, because he's throwing candy corn at me. Okay, let me ask you this, Doris. When you think of Halloween, what comes to mind?
Candy.
Well, yeah, all right. Love Halloween, hate Halloween, or neutral about it?
Halloween. Indifferent.
Okay. So there's something in that time frame. We haven't identified it just yet. And hold on. He's talking about your finances, and he said that they seem to be teeter-tottering right now. And that's the word that he's using, teeter-tottering. Now, suffice it to say, you know, we're going through the pandemic and a lot of people are having a really rough time financially. But he's telling me that you've always had a good head on your shoulders. And despite what everybody around you has been saying to you, he said that you are a woman of fortitude who always makes up her own mind. And he's complimenting you because he's telling me that you always listen to what other people have to say, but ultimately, you make your own decision. And that is particularly significant to what's been going on with you for the last 10 days, because he feels like you're running through the streets of Jerusalem with the people all chasing you, yelling, "Stoner, stoner." Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you explain. In what way, yes?
Well, I am one that does listen to other people, but I make informed decisions myself with my finances of what is best, and that's been going on the last couple of weeks especially. My dog, for example, wound up with cancer. I chose to do amputation and start chemo against everyone. No, finances, financially, etc. And I did what I thought was best.
Okay. So would you say that you're under a lot of pressure from your family members in these last 10 days?
Oh, yeah. Well, one, yes.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. This gentleman is giving me something else now. Are you supposed to be getting some type of blood work, blood test? Because he keeps talking about blood work and blood test. with you. And it feels like you either just had it or it's coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. He said that you're monitoring a situation and not to fear because it's nowhere near as serious as you fear. Does that make sense?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, good, good. And, you know, we're on air, so I don't want you to discuss your personal medical. But what it is, spirits being pure energy, they're able to, like, scan you, and they pick up on energetic anomalies in your body, and that's how they're able to determine what's going on with you medically. And hold on. Is your mother here in this world?
No.
Okay. Because I keep getting mother, 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 all right? So let me shift over to her real quick. Did the two of you throughout your life have something of a tumultuous relationship, but toward the end everything was fine?
Yes.
Okay. She wants you to know that she is very pleased that both of you... And, you know, I'm laughing and smiling, and I know because your mother said, you know, the problem with us is we're so much alike. You're both really strong women, and both of you never like to admit that you're wrong, but then when it was important, you both did and realized that you loved each other and love, present tense, each other more. The love between the two of you was more than the discord that had been through your past. So she's very thankful for that. I think it's time for some intuitive street smart insights from the one and only Dr. Pat.
Hey, Doris, it's really great to connect with you. And I picked up on something immediately. First of all, Doris is my stepmom. And you've heard me probably, maybe not, talk about the fact that if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here today. Boy, what grit. Also, my stepsister is Doris. So the minute you came on, look, I spent, I don't want to say how long today, talking with someone, let me just say family, not going to call anybody out, talking with someone who clearly disagreed with my value system and what I believe. And in those moments, I don't think I'm alone. I think we have 80 million people across the board arguing about what they believe and another 80 arguing about what they believe. But what happens when it comes to family? What happens when your family all of a sudden doesn't think you're making the right decision? So here's what I want to say to you, Doris. Yahoo for you, sister. Because they do not know what's in your heart. Do you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
They do not know what's in your heart. And I'm going to tell you, you're talking to, like, you know, two peas in the pod. We're like in the pod. I got a collie who out of the gate, clearly inbred. And I spent the next 13 years buying my vet a brand new office, a giant Mercedes, and a new home. Even though everybody said, turn him back in. So what's in your heart? That is your guidance system.
I've gone with that. And I thank you for confirming that it's okay.
It's more than okay. It's more than okay. Regardless of the outcome, it's more than okay. And you know in your heart there was no other option, none. Okay?
I really, really needed that path.
There was no other option.
Have a good, healthy new year, and boy,
you too, Doris. Rock on. Thank you. Man, I'll tell you something. When you know in your heart, decisions about things like that, even after you weigh in all the facts, that just sometimes you got to go with your guidance. Let's go to the phones. We got a very special and important caller that really needs to talk to you, Mark.
Okay.
Okay. Jessica, who can you please connect us?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Nina on the line from Florida. Nina, you're on the show.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi. Hi, I got through.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Take your time.
Yeah, exactly. Take a deep breath, relax, and then tell us how can we help you?
Yes.
I just I had my son pass away 4 months ago.
Okay. First off,
he was my best friend. My best friend. We were so inseparable. I miss him so much. I just don't know life without him.
Please accept our condolences. No mother should have to endure that type of pain.
Yeah.
Let me open up to higher frequency and see if I can get him through. Okay. Hold on. Okay, male energy coming through. Ow. And the reason that I'm shuddering like that is I pick up on how spirits passed, and I'm feeling an impact sensation. And an impact sensation indicates to me that his passing was abrupt or could have been unexpected. I'm also tasting a lot of blood. And here's the thing, Nina. I don't mean to get graphic or be upsetting, but this is how spirits communicate with me. They go through, there's a process that they do with me, and they indicate to me symptoms and factors related to their passing. Now, the tasting of the blood doesn't necessarily mean there was a bleed out. Could have been an internal hemorrhage. But what I'm getting with him is that there was an abrupt, unexpected passing. And I'm getting that prior to his physical death, he was in a hyper emotional state, emotionally charged, very excited. It's like his wits, his mind was on full throttle. And so he was very aware of what he describes a clear and present danger, and it hit him so fast. And I'm getting, I feel like two hits to the face and one to the chest. Does that make any sense?
The what? I'm sorry.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, and if you could, yes, please speak up.
He passed away in my arms, he crawled to my bed, and he just suddenly passed away. I did the CPR on him.
You did the CPR.
I brought him back for a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is with the two hits to the head and one to the chest, yeah. And based on what I'm feeling, this feels like some type of neurological reaction. And this could be like the stroke heart attack combo. Now, obviously, he was young for a stroke, but it could have been an aneurysm. But I'm getting like two hits in the head. Now, the two hits in the head, what that can be an indication of, there could be two aneurysms. He may have had brain tumors, or it could have been something electrical within his brain. Mm-hmm. And then with the heart, the hit in the heart, it just feels like he went into cardiac arrest. So like
he did.
Two hits and then cardiac arrest. And what he's explaining to me is that he had a congenital heart defect, and that his heart was abnormally large, and it feels like it was somewhat rotated. And the thing is, it appears that this really wasn't something that he was aware of, which makes sense because doctors wouldn't know this unless they specifically screened for it. So that's what he's telling me, is that this was a congenital genetic this was a genetic trait. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, he had his arm was paralyzing. His hands, he couldn't hold the cell phone anymore. He couldn't barely walk. Yeah, he was going to see a neurosurgeon on Monday.
Yep.
He passed away on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he did have an underlining. It's been 4 months, and the medical examiner still can't find anything. We're like, what happened? He says, I've been doing so much testing. I wanted to ask my son what happened to you.
Mm. Well, that's what he's explaining. There's a congenital defect of the heart, and that the electrical system in his heart gave out, and it was tied into something that was going on in his brain. So it could have actually even been something like mini strokes, which triggered this heart attack. He wants you to know that if he would have had any inkling that this was coming, he would have let you know ahead of time. I know this is going to sound very odd, but he keeps showing images of, like, you know how sometimes when you get a can opener, you open a can, and then you start eating whatever it is in the can out of the can? Does that make any sense to you?
His hands?
Yeah, did he eat out of a can?
Or,
like, you know how people that go camping and hiking?
Or Nina, no. Are you doing this?
No. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the can is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, he keeps showing me, like, opening up a can and just, like, eat. Like, you know, I've done that. Like, you open up a can of beans, you start eating the beans or whatever. But he keeps showing that.
He sure did love me to do that rice with the vegetables, canned vegetables.
All right, you know, Nina, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I've got my volume.
She's pretty low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any
way
you
can hear me now?
Barely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jessica, is there any way you can boost her
volume? My phone
her,
all the way up.
Yeah, no, she's on a low frequency here.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I'll try to boost her up too, and then Nina, if you can just really make sure you're talking into your phone, we'll do our best to
my
get you,
son,
okay?
Yeah.
I have a question for Nina too.
Okay. My son, it was a brain thing, or not? That's what he had, right? Because he kept telling me, I don't think I'm going to live past 30. He always had that problem, and a lot of headaches,
yeah,
lot of stomach
remember,
pain.
I was saying, I felt two hits in the head and one in the heart. This feels like there was electrical activity in the heart. I mean, excuse me, in the brain. Both your body is an electrical system, and the most powerful electrical system in your body is your heart. The most sophisticated electrical system in your body is in your brain. And I'm getting two hits, two disruptions within his brain, and then one massive one in his heart. So that's what happened there, okay? And
it was so fun.
Oh, certainly. Mm-hmm. Hey, he just handed me a bottle of Coors beer. Now, I don't mean to laugh, but this Coors, Coors beer, makes sense to you in any way, or is there any connection with you, your son, with Colorado?
With what? Colorado.
Colorado.
No beer, no. He was actually a Hennessy kid.
Well, he's a Hennessy kid.
My kind of man.
He really didn't drink that much, actually. He wasn't into alcohol.
Right, but I'm not saying you're the beer drinker. Okay. So when I bring things up, does that make sense to you in any way? Any connection to you?
Yes.
In what way?
I used to he never liked me to drink beer, or I'm a cancer survivor. He always used to take good care of me. And I used to drink beer, but I don't know about the Coors.
Well, let's go with the beer. Maybe he's saying if you're going to drink beer, drink Coors. I don't know. But, you know, Dr. Pat and I are not doing a commercial
for
Coors beer.
He used to tell me
the light beer. Yeah, it's like
you
get pulled over by a cop, and the cop says, well, how many beers did you have? And you're like, I only had two beers, but they were light beers. Yeah, that never works.
You made me cry. You made me laugh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, is he
happy? Is he okay?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. All right. Hold on, Nina. Certainly, you want to hear from him, but with spirit communication, remember the spirit's not on the witness stand, and we're not cross-examining him. Okay, you've got to let the messages flow. You know, you're like, is he happy? You know, and what happens there is you start putting angst in the energetic field, and it creates a barrier. But what he wants you to know, and I guess we're getting a lot of candy tonight, but he's making me taste peppermint. Now, peppermint can mean a few different things. It usually indicates something within the month of December, because I associate it with, candy canes. But it could, you know, so it could be a birth, death, anniversary, or event connected you, your son, or someone close to you within the month of December. And it's a trigger for a name like Pat, Patrick, or Patricia. that could be connected to you or him in some way. But I am tasting peppermint in the biggest way. And maybe you love or maybe you hate peppermint or candy canes, but that's what he is transmitting to me.
He was a candy lover. A lot of candy.
Candy lover.
He did have
candy lover. Okay.
Oh, he was a candy lover. Yeah. He had
okay.
Candy in his car. Yeah.
He does want you to know that he does want you to know that he is in the light, and he keeps showing me images of Saint Joseph. And so I was raised Catholic, and I get a lot of Catholic imagery in my visions, and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the religion so much as the symbolism. And Saint Joseph, the way he's portraying him, Joseph was looking over Mary and the baby Jesus and was a protective energy and put the interests of those he loved before those of his own. And it's interesting the way your son is projecting to me Saint Joseph, because basically he's in that role now of looking over you, watching out for you. The other possible Saint Joseph, are you moving or doing any type of remodeling or carpentry work?
No, I'll be honest with you. I gave up the apartment. I gave up my job, and I'm roaming with his car. I have everything in storage. I can't see anything ahead of me right now.
All right, hold on. When did you give up the apartment?
I gave up right after he passed away.
Okay, so that's what that indicates.
But I gave it up.
All right. When I get imagery of St. Joseph, what that indicates is like buying or selling a house or transferring real estate or moving. In other words, you gave up the apartment. Do you see what that means?
I gave up everything.
Right.
Yes, okay.
So he's acknowledging that he is aware of that. He said, worry not for me. Look to your own well-being. He's fine. He's in the light. Okay.
I know, but I can't make my life without him. I miss him too much. I've never lived without him. He was my best friend.
Certainly. All right. Nina, certainly we understand that. I'm transmitting messages from him to you. And you have to realize in spirit communication, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm explaining. It's usually best to wait about 6 months after the passing of a loved one to engage in spirit communication. And the reason for that, the spirits can communicate right away. It's the recipient, because you need to get a stabilization in your life so that when you do engage in spirit communication, you're not hysterical. You're not, on the verge of arguing with every piece of information that comes through, because that's perfectly normal for you to do. You're very upset. Now, I mean, you're a mom who lost her son, okay? But in spirit communication, you've got to get to the point where you're not doing that, so then you can get the maximum benefit of all the messages that are coming through, plus the subtleties and the nuances, because a lot of times people are like, no, okay? And they're missing the subtleties that the spirit's communicating. Okay, so he wants you to know that he's in the light, he's at peace, he's watching over you, but his message to you is that you must look to yourself. Now, of course, he was your best friend and you loved him so very much, but unfortunately, we all don't have the luxury of having those we care about and we love and that we feel that we need in our lives forever. Why? Because we're living in the material world, and nothing here is forever, and nothing is more painful and devastating for someone than to lose a child. And unfortunately, that is the cold, hard reality that you're dealing with. But he's communicating that he knows that you're going to eventually begin to emerge from this pit of despair and find a new normal. Now, the difficulty there is, people are like, so when's that going to happen? it's not like grief. Yeah, don't we all wish grief had an expiration date? And it doesn't. So it's going to take time. And this is very courageous of you to reach out and engage in spirit communication, because this is a step on the lifelong journey through grief. Dr. Pat.
I'm going to make it quickly because I know there are a bunch of people waiting, but I want to just give you some insight.
Mark, I have ordered your books for the first time, and it's helping me a lot. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Yes, start with Never Letting Go. Never Letting Go, the blue one.
That's the one I started with.
Yeah. Start with Never Letting Go because that's written for the state you're in right now. It's the journey through grief.
Right.
And then Evidence of Eternity.
And then Evidence of Eternity.
Is right, the next step. I'm sorry, Dr. Pat, that we didn't mean
to. You know what? Okay. I think I'm good.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Let Nina just rock on with this. And Jessica, what do you say we take a short break? And then when we come back, we'll get to the rest of the callers, right? What do you say?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, sounds good.
Let's go ahead and do it. Thanks, Jess. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. And guess what? We're here every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and then all the other times in between on TransformationTalkRadio.com. A couple ways that you can find us and listen to us and call in and do a whole bunch of stuff. And I think Jessica may be monitoring Facebook as well. I'm going to leave that up to her. And I know Linda's answering the phones. Good job to you both. Please, Transformation Talk Radio, Facebook, Transformation Talk Radio. Also on our website, TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can even ask a question there. Mark and I do this every Thursday. And right now, we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to hop on over to the phones. Jessica.
All right. You have Crystal calling in from, I believe this is North Carolina, NC.
All right, Crystal. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Like most everybody else, the past year has been crazy and really disturbing in some regards. And so I've been struggling personally at work, trying to figure out where I fit in. And then I've had some issues with my family as well and health issues. And so I just wanted to see what you're picking up on.
Well, let me open up to spirits and see who comes forward. All right. Wow, you got a bunch of folks on the other side and male energy coming through. Now, this guy, he looks like he was thinner had a thinner build, and he had like real pronounced Adam's apple, darker hair, angular features, and I feel this clamping sensation around my throat. Now, I don't want to jump to any conclusions just yet, but I'm getting this burning sensation in my throat, but I'm also getting swollen lymph glands, and I'm getting a draining sensation throughout my body. So what that can indicate, the draining sensation usually is an indicator that his passing was not quick, that he had a type of illness that just sort of drained his life force one step at a time. The burning sensation is usually consistent with cancer, and now my lungs feel like they're on fire. So burning sensations also tend to indicate cancerous conditions. It doesn't always mean cancer, but it could. And based on the physical sensations that I'm getting from him, also I'm feeling this in my bones. It feels like this man did have some type of cancerous condition, which metastasized, and it like exploded throughout his body. The thing, though, is, Crystal, he wasn't that old when he passed. I'm trying to get a fix on his... I'm sorry?
That was a dog.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get a fix on his age. Could have been like late 30s, early 40s, based on his physical appearance. Does this make sense to you in any way?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. What, don't give me his name or biographical data, but just what was his relationship to you?
Stepfather.
Okay. Hold on. The two of you used to talk quite a bit. And what's interesting here, I don't get like super love close. I mean, you guys liked each other and I'd say even loved each other, but you had an interesting, if not complex, relationship. And it seems like the two of you actually had in-depth discussions with each other. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's the one that wants to give you some advice. He says your family's crazy. I mean, sorry. Yeah, for all the audience, show of hands of everyone from a functional family. No, but... and you know what it is? He goes, they're crazy, but you gotta love them. He goes, your family's crazy, but you gotta love them. Okay. He's also telling me that you've outgrown your need for validation with them and that you don't need to be looking to them for your approval for their approval for you. He said, you're the one that needs to get the validation for you. He's also very concerned about what's going on with you physically. And he keeps talking about, like, you feel like you're tired a lot and that there's some type of protein iron deficiency. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. He says, and you know how to deal with it. You're just not. Okay. What's that all about?
Well, I've got a couple medical tests out there that are pending where they found some stuff that are kind of concerning about my health. And so I think that might be what it's about.
Yeah, it seems to be very tied into protein and iron metabolization, because it seems like from what he's telling me that it's just sapping your energy. It's just sapping your energy. And he's also telling me that this is going to be corrected, but it's going to take the better part of this year to get where you're feeling, he said, fresh again. Okay. And Irish Spring, he's holding up a bar of Irish Spring. Does that does that make any sense with you?
He was of Irish ancestry.
That'll do it. Yeah, it's fun. So we'll take a yes on that. So let me explain why that's so important. When the spirit gives me a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, and the explanation, the advice was about your medical condition, and it's going to take the better part of a year, but you're going to get a handle on it, okay? So that's the advice and explanation. And then when they followed up with an objectively verifiable fact, he gave me a symbol of Irish, you know, Irish Spring, and he was of Irish heritage. That verifiable fact is how the spirit's letting you and I know that we've properly received and interpreted the message. He said, when it comes to your employment, you just have to suck it up and deal with it. He said, because they're not handing out jobs right and left. Absolutely. So he said, whether you like it or not, just do it. He said, it's like you're walking around with a whole basket full of dirty diapers and the stench is overwhelming. He goes, guess what? It's going to be that way until it isn't anymore. And what he's telling me, well, he's very graphic in the way he describes things. He was like that here, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, very. I mean, the whole dirty diaper thing's like, eh. But but the thing is, what he's telling me is that the reason he's using the diaper analogy is that's something that's not really pleasant, but people have to do it. They have to put up with it. They have to endure it. And he's telling me that not to worry or be concerned about any type of career changes until feels like the Virgo time frame, which would be toward the end of August, be like August 22nd through September 22nd. Virgo time frame is significant for you. There could be births, deaths, anniversaries, or events connected to you or him or someone close to you within Virgo. But it feels to me that this coming Virgo time frame in 2021 is going to be the biggie for you.
Okay.
Dr. Pat, you have anything to add?
No, I think I'm good. I think you just pretty much have summed it up. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of wisdom in putting a smile on your face sometimes and finding a moment where you can basically remember that light inside. And it sounds like you've got that covered. Thank you for calling in. Awesome. Jessica, what do you think? One more?
Yeah, let's do one more. We've got time for that.
Okay.
Let's go to Lynn in California.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn, you're on the show with Mark Anthony and Dr. Pat.
Hi, Lynn.
I'm sorry. Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I am enjoying this discussion.
Is the sun out?
Where I am, yes.
Just want to ask, I'm in the greater Seattle area. I don't remember what the sun looks like, just saying.
I know, you guys get a lot of rain. Southern California has been beautiful, so I always try and look at the bright side, and the weather has been part of that, and I'm so thrilled to talk with you Mark.
Yeah,
you're good people.
Well, thank you, Lynn. What can we help you with?
Oh, golly. I've enjoyed the discussions, and yeah, we're all going through a lot right now, and I'm very grateful that I come from a family of survivors and people who always try, and well, they've passed, but my family was always so wonderful at helping other people, and I've sort of made it my goal to help other people get through what we're all going through right now. I'm doing great. I'm healthy. I'm doing well financially and emotionally, and I try and help other people. They don't always appreciate that and don't agree with my thoughts on things, but I'm working at it, and you know, just trying to stay positive and help everybody else get through this and help myself get through this. Is anybody on the other side interested in talking with me?
All right. First off, Lynn, deep breath and relax. Okay.
Okay. You got it.
And let me see if I can get one of your folks to come through. All right. Is a name like, I know this sounds odd, but I keep hearing like, it could be Jeffrey. It almost sounds like Jethro, but there's a male energy around you. Keeps projecting to me. It could be a Jeffrey, a Jethro type of name. Does this make any sense to you?
Not right now, but I'll give it some thought. No.
Okay. I want you to write that down or make a note of that because I keep getting, it's so weird. Do you remember there was a rock group? I guess there still is a rock group, Jethro Tull. Do you remember
that? Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Because now they're holding up the Aqualung album. Does Jethro Tull make any sense to you?
No. I mean, I enjoyed the music, but no.
Well, that's a yes. If you enjoy the music,
that's my day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my day.
So hold on.
Okay.
The male energy that's communicating, and he feels like he is on the level above you, which would indicate the parent level. And what I get with him is I'm feeling all these pains in my joints and I'm feeling pains in my teeth. And it feels like his body was a lot of physical pain. Feels like he was riddled with rheumatoid arthritis. It could be something else that feels like that, perhaps some type of paralysis. But it really feels like he had a lot of arthritic conditions with him. Actually, this guy was quite elderly when he passed. I'm getting around late 80s, early 90s. So he may be a grandfather figure to you. And what I'm getting about him is a man of deep faith. I don't think that he rammed it down people's throats, but he was a man of deep faith because he's holding up, it could be a Bible, it could be a Torah, but it looks like definitely a book of scripture. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, my father has passed, and he passed in 1983, and he was a good man, you know, we're Catholic, but that's the only person I can think of. I didn't know my grandparents.
Do you know if your father, I assume he wasn't in his 80s if he passed in 1983?
Yeah, he was 64.
Okay. No, this gentleman feels like he's connected to you through your mother's side of the family, and you said you don't know anything about your grandparents?
Well, my grandparents passed quite a bit before the time period you gave me. Oh, I wonder if it was my... There was
go ahead.
A Jack.
Here we go. All right, keep going.
My cousin... But he passed away about 10 years ago.
Did he look a lot older than he was and real frail when he passed?
It could be, yeah. I mean, he was not well for a long time.
What did he die from?
Gosh, a variety of things. He was a police officer. He got into a motorcycle accident, and the medications he took kind of ruined his organs, you know, taking it, you know, things
there,
to kill
there
pain.
There we go. Yeah, was he
oh,
a lot
yeah,
of physical
his knees.
Pace? There we go. Okay.
Oh, my God.
See, it takes time. It takes time.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what he wants you to know.
Oh, wow.
He said, you got it all figured out. You don't need anyone telling you anything. He said, you're not going to listen anyway. Oh.
Sounds like Jack. Oh, oh
and,
what a character.
Actually, though, he's not being critical. He said that you what's that expression when you, so the sound of your own drum, what is that expression, the Dr. Pat?
The beat of my own drum or
the
something.
The beat of your own drum, yeah. Yeah, he said that you've always been that way, and he said that you're also very intuitive, but the problem is when you feel the presence of spirits around you, you immediately block it because you start overthinking it and questioning it so much. So his
you know what's amazing?
His advice to you is let's stop doing that. So when you feel the presence of a spirit or presence of a spirit or spirits around you, instead of immediately subjecting it to the third degree, just to take a pause, listen, and go with what comes to your heart. So that's
I feel
what
presence of spirits often. I
well,
do.
A lot
I
of
mean,
people do, and the problem yeah. is that in our logical 21st century technical world, we tend to dismiss it or overanalyze it. You know, I remember in an ancient time before caller ID and the phone would ring and I'd know who it was. Okay, now we pretty much always know who it is because our phone tells us. And so that's what's true. Happened is a lot of the technology that we've developed is creating walls around our spiritual and intuitive nature. So what he's telling you is to start relying more on that and take the analysis out of it.
Oh, he was a blessing. Is there one question I can ask you?
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay.
So real quick, 10 words or less.
Do you see a young spirit like a baby on the other side from our family?
Well, see, when you say that, now that's in my mind, so the answer would be yes. Okay, so if I did a one-on-one reading for you, I'm able to open up and I can see all the spirits, because in readings, in one-on-one readings, you're going to get more than one person coming through. So you may want to consider, you know, doing a one-on-one. And if people want
to
find out
how to do that, Mark.
Yep. Go to my website. I'm sorry. Okay. My website, evidenceofeternity.com. And please, I invite everybody to go to my website, evidenceofeternity.com. And you can find out about readings, my books, and sign up for my newsletter, because I send it out, or my team sends it out every week, and it'll keep you up to date on the psychic and the doc, and who we're going to have on when there's call-in shows, and other things that Dr. Pat and I have coming up.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and turning us on, and thank you all for calling in. And for those of you folks that didn't get on to connect tonight, we're going to be here next week. Please don't give up on us. We've got some plans in the works to make sure that we do things a lot quicker, get through things we need to get through, and maybe somewhere in the future, maybe we'll add more time on. Let's say Happy New Year to everyone, and remember this, you do matter. You're an amazing being, and we'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.